Hey there, I'm Regina Swern. Thank you so much for joining me for just a few moments. I've been asked many times to speak on the subject of a prophet without honor, except in his own country. And so I'm like this, I'd rather give you the scripture, and I'm going to refer you to Mark 6 and 4. Where it said, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is without honor. So I want you to go there. I want you to read that. Go to the Bible. I like the King James Version. I just like that better. So go there and read that. I want to leave you guys with a little bit of encouragement. Don't be dismayed. Don't let your heart be troubled. You are not going to always be supported by people who are your friends or who grew up with you. And I'm not always now. There are some who will support you, but you're not going to always get that support. God let people who don't know you sometimes support you and support your work. In my case, Laura was my biggest supporter. And she's no longer here. So God has put other supporters in my life of my work. Strangers, practically, who support my work, who subscribe to my channels, who subscribe to my work and support it. And so you're not going to always be supported by relatives or friends or even people who think that they know you or have known you. You got to arise above that and not look for that, because as I was just giving you the scripture, you got to read that for yourself and you'll see that you're not going to always get that honor. Sometimes people that know you or think they know you, they would gravitate towards you later when everybody else, you see everybody else doing it. It's like, oh my God. She must be doing something special because the world is listening. What have I been thinking? What did I think? And then sometimes people will gravitate, friends and family or whatever, gravitate toward you after death. They will go pull up all your stuff and say, oh my God, that was special. She was special. But see, you can't really depend on being accepted by people who know you or think they know you or even again relatives, because again it's just not going to be that way. And I've dealt with it so many times. People will go and they will buy or purchase a stranger or someone that they think they know, and they hear on the radio or they, you know, see in the media before sometimes supporting their own. But you can't let that get you down. You got to keep going. And the Lord will put in your path the people who are meant to be there. See, God is not going to leave you hanging. He's going to put the right people in place to support your work, to support your music, to support your whatever you're doing. So don't let that trouble your hearts. And I just want to speak about that today, because I do receive many, many letters, people saying, well, my cousin or my sister or my brother or whatever didn't support me, or my friends didn't support me. Get past that, guys. Get past that. You're with honor without, except in your own country. That's what that means. So I just want to leave you with a little bit of encouragement. I go through this so much, but the Lord has put so many thousands of people in my life who support my work. And one day, maybe my family and friends will say, ah, my God, she was really talented. I mean, they'll do that in your lifetime sometimes. Oh my God, she really is talented. But don't depend on your family and friends or people who think they know you. Trust in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart and put the right people in place to support your work. Hope that encouraged you tonight. I'm Regina Swern. contact me at swearingregina@gmail.com.